This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Lindy, it's been a couple of weeks. You're ready to play a hockey game.
We're ready to go. We've had four good days, and I think the guys are excited to get back at it.
What do you expect when guys have a break like that and maybe heal up, mentally get going? Do you expect maybe some faster hockey and then maybe we see when teams have three games in four nights and the rest of it?
Yeah, I think you will see that. I think you might see just a little bit of rust, too, when it comes to the one-on-one compete and a little bit of puck play. But like I said, we've had three real good days on the ice. I thought today was a good day. So guys are looking forward to getting going.
Expect Beck to return? Was it questionable?
I think everybody will be available to us, Beck included. Short conversation. He's feeling good injury-wise. And, he dealt with the flu bug, too, at the same time. So he looks like he's in a good place.
When you spoke about shaving a little bit off the goals against to reach your goals, when you're looking at it, are you looking at whether it's five-man units, the goaltending, the whole unit in itself working together better?
I think we're still looking at some of our track defense is what we call it, coming back into our own end where, we failed the test in Nashville. So that's everybody. That's every line. That particular line might have been one line, but you've got to be able to come back into your own end. And realize that if you're outnumbered, you got to protect the middle more. If you got numbers, you can be a lot more aggressive. So it's one area that I think we can do a better job. I think managing the puck coming out of the zone where, get it to that next zone is probably the second area.
What's going to be the key, Lindy, for Dylan to start producing offensively the way that he wants?
I think just find his mark, get a few more opportunities. Like I said, a little bit like Tage, when Tage got it going and all of a sudden found the opportunity, shot more. I think hopefully the goal in Nashville will get him going. We know once he gets into the middle of the ice, he's got, a lethal shot. So, I'm pretty sure it'll start coming.
Do you get the sense that his focus and really trying to be detailed defensively is what's maybe led to some of, maybe whether it's second guessing or not taking advantage of opportunities that maybe are there?
I don't really think that has a big part of the influence in him. I think sometimes in the offensive zone when you've been a good shooter, you tend to stay in those higher areas. I really feel that, when you're struggling or it's not happening, get inside tighter. Get inside the dots, get around the paint, get in the bottom of the circles, and you'll get secondary opportunities. You may get some screens, some tips, and that usually gets the guy going.
You were on the bench in 2010, so you know what those teams were going through last night. What was your impression?
Incredible. Incredible game. I thought both teams the speed of the game was incredible. The room for players, you know, when you've got some of the world's fastest players back checking as hard as they are, there's not a lot of ice. There's not a lot of time. I just thought, you know, each team had their moments. You know, I think that over time the U.S. team had a few moments where Binnington had to make some great saves, and then, you know, you get a guy like McDavid finds the hole and wins it. But it was a game that obviously could have went either way. And, you know, I thought that the whole Four Nation thing did a wonderful job for our game, from how fast they played, how competitive it was, and to finish off with a game like that and end up in overtime. It was so similar to 2010. It was incredible.
As a coach, though, obviously you enjoyed the hockey, but you're also worried that one of your guys may come back injured or you're not going to have him available to you. How do you weigh all that? Because this was great for hockey, but...
there is the but. I don't know how you avoid that. There's probably right now 7-8 teams that key personnel they got questions about. So that's the part, you know, as a league, as a team, that, you know, it could cost you dearly. Positioning, it may cost a team a playoff spot. But I think the trade-off, I'd still lean on still getting it done because the hockey was incredible.
How much of the experience for individual guys like Dahlin, just seeing what that's like, how much of a difference can that make?
I think it should make a world of difference. I know when you're as a coach and you're in there and you're sharing it with four other coaches, how much you can improve and different thoughts and what that group did for me, from Jacques Lemaire to Claude Julien to Mike Babcock, sharing ideas with those guys in a two-week window. And the Olympics a little bit different because sometimes you get started in the summertime, so you have even more time. So as a player, they get to see some of the best in the world, how they prepare, the work they do, the off-ice, and I think it'll make all those guys better players, and they lend that to their teammates, and it should make teammates better.
Are there teachable moments for you as a coach, like when you review that game? Like, this is a lot of the stuff you've talked about with these guys, right, when you're talking about compete and individual battles and getting to the net and all those things?
Yeah, you could break down the last goal, and unfortunately, you know, when a chance happens or a goal happens, you're breaking it down, and you look at that play and, you know, the responsibility of that guy to stay in the hole and cover that position. And I think there's always that teachable moment where you lose a puck battle on a face-off, or you've just iced the puck and now you can't get that matchup that they've had all night. Those are all teachable moments.
Linda, you talk about just the growth of the sport of hockey. How important was that tournament just to that fact?
I think the tournament was so important to us. Just the fact that the competitiveness in that tournament was turned up a notch. Probably more than anybody expected. A lot more than I expected, for sure. Yeah, in every game. Not just the last game or the first Canada game. It was every game. The compete level was so high.
When you've had success against the Rangers this year, what has led to that success?
Finishing, for sure. I look at the loss here. You know, the third period, we played an unbelievable period. We had over a dozen chances to score, and we scored one goal. I think the game in New York, we took advantage of some really good opportunities. We made some really good plays. We finished off opportunities. When you get great opportunities against a good team and a good goaltender, you've got to take advantage of it. And, we didn't in our building, but we did in theirs.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.